you had to have candles in the house, always. Candles and matches. Because we would have had a lot of power cuts on Bear Island. It could be out for 5 or 6 hours, it could be out overnight. So once you have a fire lighting and candles, you're fine. I still waft up the smell of the candle going out. It must have a childhood memory for me.
I'm Regan Hutchins, and I'm heading home to Skibbereen in West Cork, where I spend every Christmas. For us, lighting candles is a big part of the ritual and ceremony of this festival, and on my way home, I've called into Be Kind Candles, where Frances Murphy is busy preparing for a Christmas market. She's based here in Cork City, but Frances grew up on Bear Island, where her love of candles was formed.
I did pull out a few pictures. I don't know how suitable any of them are. That's us on the farm. That's Hungry Hill, you see in the background. So that's the Bear Peninsula here. Castletown Bear is to the left. This is actually my brother and sister making a little snowman. So this, they don't even have a jacket on, which I'm really surprised at here. I think they have mittens on, all right. My sister has mittens on, I think. So this is as much as you'd have on Bear Island, really. 2 inches thick, maybe.
These are really lovely photos. Are you still very attached to Bear Island then?
Yeah. Like when my parents were there, I used to always go home. I do miss that Christmas with them. We had Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. So midnight mass was in the local church. So our Santa Claus would have come before that. He didn't come down our chimney either. He came in our landing window. So that's where the candle would come in. The candle would always be downstairs in our sitting room window. But when Santa Claus was coming Christmas Eve, we'd move it to the landing window so that he'd see the light and he'd come in. So then there was a load of noise while we were in the house downstairs. Next thing, the candle would be blown out and you'd smell it gone out. And you'd hear the noise and we're like, ah, he's here. Santa Claus would have arrived. So
very high drama.
High drama, yeah. Santa Claus coming in the landing window.
Well, we are in your kitchen and you've got an array of candles put out on the table and over here on the sideboard. So do you want to show me?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready. I have a market tomorrow. So this is all part of the process. So I just have a small pot of wax there.
So this
melting.
This is beeswax.
Yep.
And you're melting it in hot water.
Yep. Like a Bain Marie type of thing. It's just very natural, non-toxic. It cleans the air. Gets rid of smells. The very first beeswax candle I made was this mold here. It's a little old, an old type skep. So a skep was like a hive years ago. It was made of straw and the bees would be inside in it. So this was before we had the proper wooden hives with the frames.
So you've got melted wax and you're going to fill up one of these molds.
Yep. I think I'll do the Christmas one. We'll be Christmassy. Yeah. Now, so this is quite hot, so we just pour it in. You can even smell it as it's pouring. It's delicious, like. There we go. And I leave that there till tomorrow. So it is a long process. There's no fast way around it.
If we no gain ever falling where alone, Chafferin no see her, no mocht is no more.
I mustn't forget to brush the cake.
Don't forget anything now, don't let me distract you.
No.
So I made it to Skibbereen, to my home, and I'm in the kitchen. And my mother, Eileen, is icing her Christmas cake. And when did you make the cake?
In October.
What's the weight of the cake?
It's 8 pounds when it's fully covered.
So it's like a baby.
Bigger than any I had.
You and I both have a thing for candles. I think for me, that comes from hearing stories from you of when you were growing up in the farm.
Yeah, and we didn't have electricity, so we had lamps, oil lamps. But at Christmas Eve, Dada used to cut a turnip in half and wrap it in crinkly paper. I can't think of the name of it. And make a hole in it and put the candle into it and put one on each window.
In the front of the house?
In the front of the house. And we'd have a big one then on the window in the parlour, because we'd have the fire lighting there for Christmas Eve. And a big one in the kitchen. But then in the morning, in our area, a lot of people might have left a candle on the middle of the kitchen floor while they went to early morning mass. But we never did that because of safety reasons. We didn't.
I suppose stone floors.
Stone floors, yes. I'm sure it should have been quite safe.
Where you grew up was by the sea. It was in Lisheen outside of Skibbereen.
Yes. When you'd go out the back door at night and look over the fields to Hare Island, they all had little candles flickering in their windows. And it was absolutely magical because there was no electricity, so there was nothing to distract from the beautiful flicker. And then it was across the fields north of our house towards my grandfather's house and the other town lands. It was just a flicker all the way, beautiful flicker. That's the icing roll.
People do still buy a Christmas candle and they'll light it every night all through Christmas. The candle going out when Santa arrived, that smell coming down the hallway, it must ignite something. I love the blowing out, I love that smell, even in the sitting room at night when you blow out the candles. Lights off, candle lighting, fire. There's just nothing like it.
And that was Regan Hutchins reporting from home in County Cork.